Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 12/2/2020. Well, that means it's time for Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review for November 2020. What a month November was, Mickey. Well, I'm just happy because the stock market always goes up no matter what.
Well, okay, on some months it actually goes down, but we had a very nice month in the markets. The Dow set an all-time high. It actually traded briefly at 30,000. It closed the month at 29,639 for over 11% gain. All the other markets finished the month at all-time highs. That includes S&P 500 at 36.22, up almost 11%. Keep hearing all this rotation out of big tech and industrials, yet the NASDAQ was up 11.8% to 12,199. Russell 2000 was the big winner in the markets. Close at 1820, up 18.3%. And we should also mention that the Dow Jones Transports traded at an all-time high. And, you know, when I was writing my notes for today, I was thinking about Martin Armstrong and how he predicted a stock market of 35,000, I think by 2018 or something. Now, we didn't get there, but man, he was right about this creation of a stock market bubble by the Fed.
That's so true. You know, I've had him on my show dozens of times. And from the first interview I had with him, which was close to 8 years ago, those were the numbers he was throwing out. And he believes that the Dow could hit upwards of 45 to 50,000 over time. Time will tell if he's correct or not. But when you see numbers like the Russell 2000 up over 18% for the month, it makes you think.
Well, it certainly does. And I guess, you know, it's fraught with difficulty when you predict numbers and you put a time limit on them. So probably if he's smart, he'd just stick with his 35,000 number. And at some point, he's going to be right, assuming we don't have a massive correction before that.
And even if we do, it could well happen. These markets have been on fire for many years now, Mickey. And even when we look at our lesser markets, they put in quite a performance for November as well.
True, Gary. Hey, Toronto Future Exchange, once again, mimicked the Dow. It was up 10.3%, closed at 17,190. Low VIX all month long, and it actually got lower and lower as the month went on. It closed at 20.6. Toronto Venture Exchange had a nice month, but with some caveats. It closed up 9.5% to 750. But this was led by cryptos and cannabis. We'll talk more about that later. And gold stocks, on average, I think we're down 25% on the month. And we told you this was going to happen, folks. $3 billion of free trading private placement paper hitting the market. And that's going to continue through January. We're well over halfway into it. But combined with tax loss selling, it devastated the gold stocks. If you didn't sell before, well, you were left holding the bag. And don't say we didn't tell you so. And finally, the emerging market index was up over 10% too. It closed at 12.17 as China stimulates or juices or whatever you want to call it.
So we talked about the VIX, and that was pretty calm for the month.
Yeah, we haven't seen a VIX as low going back all the way to January and pre-pandemic panic.
Pandemic panic, yes. And we'll never forget those words. Then we're looking at our money rates here.
Well, the dollar is going down, a la Freddie King. And if you've never heard Freddie King's version of the blues classic Going Down, I urge you to take a listen on YouTube. 3.25 million million views, and one of the greatest blues riffs ever. The dollar is at a 2.5-year low at 91.8 and change, down over 2% on the month. And of course, the euro was up an equivalent amount or even more, close at 120, and that was up over 2.5%. And it's been 2.5 years since we've seen the euro in that range. 10-year treasury bonds, boy, talk about volatility this month. Tried to get to 1% at one point. 1 week it closed at 0.98 one Friday. End of the month at 0.84. So it actually lost 4 basis points on the month. And finally, Bitcoin went exponential again. And then it had a parabolic fall. And it ended the month at its all-time high of 19,559 for a 45% gain. And that's really what drove the Toronto Venture Exchange, was all these junior cryptocurrencies, kleptocurrencies, as you're fond of calling them, just trailed along behind Bitcoin.
For the ride. They were in for the ride, and it was a good ride. Now let's get into our metals.
Well, that's another story. What a month it was for the metals. Gold, since August 6th, when it closed an all-time record of 2063, closed at a multi-month low of 1776. Lost 14% on the month, closed at 1777. And what's really interesting is since gold did hit its all-time high, it's made lower lows and lower highs. Very negative chart. Silver, of course, went up faster and fell down harder since that August 7th date for silver, 2914. It closed at 2260 this month for a 22% loss. This stands in contrast to the PGMs, which are very strong, especially platinum. They've been really acting like industrial metals, which they really are, and led by copper, that complex has soared. So platinum closed the month at 960 for a 14% gain. Palladium closed at 2250, up 8%. And really, copper led the industrial metals as it normally does. Copper was up to 348 for a 15% gain. And it's just crazy what's happened. It's made higher highs and higher lows since mid-June when it closed at 255. So what is that? 93 cents in the order of 5 months or so, a little bit more than 5 months. And this is unsustainable, I'll tell you right now. But there's a variety of things copper price has been driven by. Money supply increase worldwide, inflation because of that, lower dollar, hoarding by the Chinese, hopes for a vaccine, and low inventories. So all those combined to move copper up nearly exponentially. It will come back, and let's hope it fills in that 45, 50 cents since it started this run up.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, for years it was below $3 a pound, and then all of a sudden it's gone, like you said, parabolic. So what happens next with it? And finally, let's take a look at our energy group.
Well, the oils led this very bullish month with the market's biggest gains. WTI closed at 45.34, up 27% on the month. Brent crude up 26%, closed at 47.59. The oils are up 4 weeks in a row, and a lot of this is based on vaccine hopes and therefore hopes for higher demand. U.S. inventories are dropping. Imports are at historic levels of lows, back to 1969 levels at around 5.2 million barrels a day. Rigs have rebounded, drill rigs turning to the right in the U.S. 8 weeks in a row. And then we get to Henry Hub, and it's been volatile, and it ended up down big time over the month, closed at 288 for a 14% loss. It's really driven by the weatherman this time of year, and at least where I'm in Missouri right now, he changes his mind every other day. So, and then we go on to uranium. It's stuck in the mud in neutral between $29 and $30, up a quarter on the month.
All right. Interesting. And finally, no discussion would be complete without our ratios.
Yeah, gold silver ratio closed at 78 and change. It's between 70 and 80, 15 the last 17 weeks. And all this is high. It's within a normal range, 22% of the time since January of 1970. It's been between 70 and 80. Platinum and gold closed at 0.54. That's a high since before the virus hit the world. Chinese and curse inflicted on the rest of the world, if you will. Energy, last month we talked about WTI to Henry Hub being abnormally low. It popped right back up, finished the month at 15.7. And the gold to WTI, although it's down once again to less than 40, it's still historically high. The highest 9 months in the history of this ratio have occurred since March.
Well, an interesting month to say the least. A lot of volatility, which we like, but we just can't really get an idea of the direction some of these markets are heading in. So that's why you need to go over and check out Mickey's site, mercenarygeologist.com, and your Twitter feed, Mickey, of course, is at mercenarygeo. Check out our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com, and our Twitter feed's at Carrie Lutz. And Mickey, we will pick up next month where we left off today.
Thanks a lot, Carrie.